WJBR Internet Radio for the inquisitive mind and the sophisticated ear.
Everybody, this is Kenny Bobian, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hi, this is Robin S., and you're listening to Javon and Therese in the Basement. Show them it up!
I can't deal with y'all. Hey, this is Avery Sunshine, and I am in the basement with Javon and Therese. Shine.
What's up? It's your girl, Monifa, and you're tuned in to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, it's your girl, Allison Williams, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Hey, this is Lenny Williams, and you're listening to Brunch in the Basement with Javon and Therese, playing My Kind of Music.
The basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music politics are just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your partner Therese. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with Javon and Therese. Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She wasn't even there, actually. But anyway, but she did mention none other than Shaka Khan as one of her.
Why you gotta say, wait a minute. Why you gotta say Shaka? She did mention
no other than Shaka Khan.
Like, where does your voice go? What happened? What's happening? Even the mere mention of her name. Silence. Oh, gosh.
Would you believe I'm blushing?
Just yes. Hard. You're speechless blushing. That's the thing. Speechless blushing.
Rezzy, I can't help it.
It's a shocker. This is a shocker rehab, you know.
If there's a cure for this, I don't want it. I don't want it.
Senses, though, Jay.
I'm gonna send y'all some perfume. I'll get an address. I'll send y'all out tomorrow.
You can send me some cologne, cause I mean,
cologne,
you know.
Yeah. I
just
do
in
that.
Case I should meet Shaka Khan, I want to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh God.
Okie dokie, babe. Whatever you say.
I want to wish everybody a happy Shaka Khanika. All right, thank you. Let's carry on. I'm sorry.
Javon, yeah, there's a pill you're going to be able to take.
I promise not to tell them which way you went, but they're coming for you.
What's on? So,
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just going to keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, just kidding.
And I think it's time, Therese, to do a little rapid fire with Mr. Ooh. Richard Pryor Jr.
I think so. So,
yeah. Look at his face.
Don't worry, we won't hurt you.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing? Hey, what's happening, baby? Yeah, that's old school, and that's me, just old school. So, a little house cleaning, okay? It's just me tonight. Therese is taking the night off, as we all must do from time to time, and so I am flying solo. Speaking of flying, Pop will not be here, I don't believe, tonight. So it's just me. It's just me and you. Just me and you. Okay, we're going to make it do what it do. Hi, Alisa. It's nice to see you. If you'd like to call in and chat with me, that will be cool, very cool. Because, you know what? Me sitting here just talking and not really, you know, having Resi to feed off of is something that I am not accustomed to. So, you know, let me know if you want to chime in. A little bit of house cleaning. First, how you doing, Alisa? I don't know what Lato is. Lato. If you could tell me a little bit about that, maybe chat about that a little bit. Just want to remind everybody that you may hear explicit language, gospel music, house music, jazz, pop, soul, because tonight I will be spinning the turntables, the wheels of steel. Well, not exactly the wheels of steel, but I will be playing some music tonight because it's just me, you know. So I'll just, you know, make it do what I do. There will be, I guess I will share one of the rapid fires, one of the more recent rapid fires that I did. And this is for grown folks, because I could say something or play something that, you know, may not be for the children. That's true. And just for all you artists, know that this broadcast is licensed via Live 365 and covers listeners in the USA through Sound Exchange, ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC. In Canada, through SOCAN and ReSound. And so I just wanted to, you know, come through. I thought about, you know, not doing the show, but you know what? I miss you guys. I miss communicating with everyone when you're not there, when I don't see you, if it's not Saturday and it's not Wednesday. And also wanted to say, just to remind everybody that this coming Saturday is my birthday, and we will be doing, hey, Miss DJ. I was just reminding everybody that this coming Saturday will be my birthday, is my birthday, and we will be doing a live where I'm going to post the link to the show in the comments section so that everybody can join us on the screen. Everybody's co-hosting. Ms. DJ, you missed it when I said that Therese has taken the night off, so it's just me tonight. Sorry. It's just me and you. And so, you know, I will do the Black History Moment. I will do show the latest rapid fire that I did. I posted in various other places, but, you know, I will show that. And people are free to call in. The lines are open. I'll put the number up. Pop also is not in today, and I typed a 3. That's the start of the phone number. Yes, 347-996-5394 is the number.
That's 347-996-5394. So, you know, call me if you need someone to talk to. Okay, I promise I won't sing too much. And what I intend to do first, though, and one of the things, you know, y'all, that I love to do, that I'm trying to figure out a way to just do my thing, you know, in addition to my thing, is to do my thing. And one of my things to do is play music. And so I'm going to play music. But tonight, I'm not only just going to play music that I want to hear. If y'all have songs that you want to hear, I will. I don't normally take requests, but I will try to take your request. Now, if you ask for Johnny Cash, something, 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 I may not have Johnny Cash, something, something, something. I may not even have something that you want by Beyonce. But you know what? Let's try it out. Let's see what we got. Am I excited about tomorrow? What is happening tomorrow, Misty? What's up tomorrow? I don't know what's happening tomorrow. Tomorrow is Thursday. I have another therapy session on Thursday. I don't think that's what you're talking about, though. Oh, the Verses. The Verses with Chaka Khan. It's Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills. Again, my issue with the Verses. I got a damn issue about everything, almost. But I'm always excited to hear Chaka Khan sing. I also am a Stephanie Mills fan. I just wish they would call it something else. You know? I don't like that they... Verses is a word that pits people against each other. So I wish it wasn't that. I wish it wasn't called that. But I had a link, but I didn't go through with the process because it looked like you had to be going to Vegas in order to, like, be there present. And from what I recall, I had watched some Verses on the internet before, but it looks like this one is going to be live and in person. Yeah, there is misogyny in that, and just the way that it's portrayed. You know, just say, you know, just do like I don't know, Chaka Khan and Stephanie Mills. Night out. Girls' night out with Stephanie Mills and Chaka Khan, however you want to do it. When they put two guys against each other, guys' night out with, I don't know, Freddie Jackson and, I don't know, Lilo Thomas, whoever, you know, but I don't know. But they do what they do. So is it free or do I have to get tickets? I got tickets the last time. So I'm not sure how that's supposed to go. I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, if I could just go online, then definitely I'll watch it. And even if I have to pay for it, I'll pay for it because it's, you know, Chaka Khan, I'm going to pay for it. If it's Chaka, I'm going to pay. And then, you know, but if it's clearly, you know, you got to buy tickets and be there, that's just silly. I'm not, you know, so we'll see, but I'm excited that she's doing her thing. That always makes me excited, to be honest. You know, I love me some Chaka Khan. And anytime she's doing something, I want to be down. So you saw the one with Escape for free. Was that on YouTube? Let me know. Holla. And this is the number to dial. I'm going to leave this up there for as much as I can. 347-996-5394, and you're listening to and watching WJBR Internet Radio in the basement with Javon and Therese. Therese is off tonight, and it is just Javon. Yeah. So you saw it on YouTube. Cool. Groovy, man. And it was free. That's good, man. That I'm a try for that option right there, if I can. Am I wearing a blouse? It's a sweater. It's a sweater. I'll stand up so you can get the full effect. Not that, you know. It's a sweater. It's just it's like a cardigan sort of. There you go. I know this patch over here, sort of, or over here or whatever, it's almost the same complexion as my skin, so it looked like it was draped down a little bit, right, or something like that. But I don't wear, you know. Yeah. So yeah, I don't wear like blouses. I just don't. Not for any reason. Well, maybe for a reason, but I don't like the way they look on me. I like, you know, different types of clothing. Yep. Yeah, that'd be cool if she does that. If she's able to do that, that would be very nice. Yeah, I would be surprised, as would my mother and grandmother. So, because I don't, yeah, it's not my style. Not my stilo, as we used to say back in the day. So, for everybody listening on the podcast stations, Blog Talk Radio, and everything else. I am here tonight. Javon is here tonight without homie, and so what I will do is I'll be playing some music and talking to y'all. If you have special requests, you just let me know. I think I will start it off with something like this, and you let me know. And also, please feel free to call in. The number to call in, 347-996-5394. That's 347-996-5394. Thank you.
see the stars all the way from here? Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're here. Every time you touch me, I just melt away. So everybody ask me why I'm smiling up from ear to ear. But I know, nothing's perfect, but it's perfect after fighting through my tears. And finally you put me first, tell me it's
like when I dig up in a more like brother and Angelina. Make me lift the fire, Regina. Really was in my arena. I feel live my life on Cena. Oh man, up with that sexy queen, yeah. Hey! You bring the fire, baby. You push on the fire, baby. You take me higher, girl. I can't fight this feeling. You bring the fire, baby. You push on the fire, baby. You take me higher, girl. I can't fight this feeling. I cannot hide nor deny, I am petrified. Emotionally stable, but truly mystified. I'm clearly captivated, cannot tell you for surprise. Tonight, you know I will be with my bony side. She give me the goodie till I know me still amazed. She won't be till me all I think, but she replay her ways. Me chunk up in them all, I tell me say it's just a face. Until you walk up, it's the whole long days. Hey! You bring the fire, baby. The person on the fire, baby. the fire, baby. You take me higher, girl. I can't fight this feeling. So show we are the purpose here. Come the things that make it clear. If you need me, I'll be there. Never leave you, because we're in your cry, I'll wipe your tears. When you hold me, rock your chair. Every lick of burden, I will share. Yo! I love you even with your flaws. Have your back, support your cause. I will answer all your calls. Pull on your momentum stars. You deserve the most applause. Girl, I love you just because there ain't no love quite like ours. Whoa! You bring the fire, baby. You're pushing on the fire, baby. You take me higher, girl. I can't fight this feeling. You bring the fire, baby. The passion and the fire, baby. You take me higher, girl. I can't fight this feeling. I know this must be very revealing. Stop on the day when my panic was holding my feelings. You broke in my defense with my artificial feeling. I know this all of you and me is very appealing. When one of the sisters coming like the wind, the woman of the woman of the side, the loser grin. The friend them all, I look for me, I wonder if it's in. It couldn't be a trick. Me, I want a man over no chick. Oh, 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 you bring the fire, baby. The person on the fire, baby. You take the higher, girl. I can't fight this feeling. You bring the fire, baby. The person on the fire, baby. You bring the fire, baby. The person on the fire, baby. You take me higher, girl. I can't fight this feeling. You bring the fire, baby. The person on the fire, baby. You take me higher, girl. I can't fight this feeling.
Now, that is a good topic, Miss DJ. Let us dig into this just a little bit. Yeah, so you need ideas for things to do. I believe Miss DJ has a birthday coming up on Monday, which is a very big mother effing deal. Actually, every day above dirt is a blessing and a miracle, and if you can make it a whole 365 year after year, you know, that's saying something. So definitely we need to unwrap this, because you should do something to celebrate you. Not necessarily, it doesn't have to be big, but something to acknowledge yourself. And I don't know, I said should, but I agree. Should is a very, what do you call it kind of word? LaVon, why you always just can't, but I like it. But where's Bae? Bae, hello. Can you get her? No, but on the real, should is kind of forceful, it's kind of aggressive, and it's kind of like, you know, this is what you should do. It does have a tone to it, and it's not one of my favorite words. So let us change that should to could, okay? I like that. I hear you. I don't feel like I should, and... You know, feisty. Okay. All right. All right. Well, please tell her I said hello. Yeah. So you want ideas of things to do for next week, and I guess that would depend on what types of things you like to do. So you know, we could kick that around. You said you have a couple of days off. Are you taking a couple of days off? And no, you don't have to do anything. I have spent many a birthday not doing a damn thing where everybody was telling me what I should do. However,
you said, and I quote, "I need ideas of things to do for next week." So not doing anything is an option of something to do. It is your birthday, and it is your personal holiday. My father always told me that my birthday was my personal holiday, and I should never work nor go to school or anything that feels like I'm doing something burdenous or whatever on my birthday. It's a holiday like any other holiday. No Thanksgiving and Black Friday into the weekend. So are there things that you're thinking about doing? Already did. I already did. I replaced it with could. Come on now. You really going to beat me up over this word? Jay, LaVon, put the whip away for a minute. Get the feather and be gentle with me, please. I'm here by myself. I'm working on my birthday, but I want to do something to lift my spirits. Okay. So what types of things lift your spirits? What makes you happy? Oh, I thought you... I'm sorry, my bad. I was going to say, get that feather out. Sometimes, the whip is, you can't take it all the time. You know what I'm saying? What types of things do you like to do, sweetheart? Going to go to Vegas, but... Okay. Hashtag go to Vegas. I like that. How, why, what made you talk yourself out of it? And is that something you're considering talking yourself back into? Do you think that's something you would enjoy going to Vegas? You were going to go to a concert and talk yourself out of that. Rezzy Pooh is just fine. She's groovy, man. She's just got a life of this box. And she'll be back. And you want the whip. I didn't say that. I don't want to go unless I know I will enjoy. So you want a guarantee. So what is something that you love to do? What is something that always gives you pleasure? What is something that you do that you enjoy to the utmost? Oh, boy. No comment. Where's Therese? She's not here. Okay. Okay. I won't say it. You know what you know. There you go. I love the whip. I didn't say I love the whip. I did say it, but I misquoted you when I said what I said. So that's all. Why does there need to be a guarantee, Misty? Do we need to peel an onion? How about that? Let's peel Misty's onion. And Misty, if you would like, you can call in, and then we can kind of talk this through. As a matter of fact, both of y'all can call in, and we can talk this through. Be fine with me. Fine with me. Let's see.
Okay, so I was eating a cookie. The number to call in, 347-996-5394. Ladies, please call. The lines are open. She did. And when I speak with her, I'm going to tell her how you all behaved, especially you, LaVon. Okay? I'm telling. Yes. And I don't want to talk about the whip, but clearly we are. And it's fine. We don't have to. Oh, okay. I feel you. I feel you. And thank you for tuning in while you're at work. I appreciate that, you know. And I hope that we can get you through the night. Get you through the night on the quiet storm. You think the whip is a better topic, but you brought up your birthday, and I'm not going to forget that. So at any point that you want, oh, yeah, don't what did I do? I'm telling on you. Where are you? There you go. Yes, and I have the evidence. So now, what was I going to say? You know what? Let me think. There is a story. Not exactly a whip story. I don't know if I want to share it in this actual, but I will say this, that I have experienced line between pain and pleasure, and it's quite pleasurable. Ain't nothing wrong with that. I know, right? Do we need to peel yet another onion? Hey, Kimberly Callahan, how are you? Everyone is doing well. Therese is not with us tonight. She should be back on Saturday. I hope you come back on Saturday as well to help me celebrate my birthday. You just got in from work. Happy hump day. Yes. And, you know, the topic for tonight, there's no specific topic. We're just chatting, as we always do. The topic is whatever we talk about. If you if you have something that you want to talk about, you just put it up here and we can chat about it. All right. So, all right, Misty, for the Scorpio, who brought chains into this, Misty? tell us the whip story. It's not about a whip. It's there's no whip involved in this story, but the more y'all talk about whips, the more I am reminded of a particular incident that occurred in my life. Also, yeah, you were thinking that. Ooh. If you're watching on Facebook Live, I would like for you to please join us on YouTube, because for the most part, this show tonight will be music. I'm going to be getting my DJ on in and out throughout the show, and some of the music will get me shut down from Facebook. So if you want to see the show, then you should go to Facebook. Also, after the show, I may go live on TikTok, and my handle on TikTok is Javon again, and I'll put that in the comments. Yeah. All right, so
here's the story. I must have been about 18 years old, something like that, 18, 19, and I was hanging at my favorite club back then, Better Days, which you all are too young to remember. Hold on a second. Let me just. So there was a young lady. There's always a young lady, isn't there? I'll never forget her. And we, you know, we were in the club and we were talking and flirting and, you know, we had known each other a little bit because I was dating someone that she knew, whatever. And that didn't work out, me and the other girl, but apparently this young lady liked me and, you know, she was kind of hot, whatever. You know, I'm 18. I got to get over the other one, right? So in the club, there was this room in the back. Yep. There was a room in the back where they had pinball machines and, you know, video game machines and stuff and benches, booths, not benches, booths. So me and the young lady... Well, I could say her name. It was Glenda. Nobody would know which Glenda. There's a lot of them. So we were sitting in the booth, and there were some other people in the booth with us, and we were all talking and having a little drink or whatever the hell. And, you know, I guess she put a hand on my thigh or something, and, you know, kind of turning me on while we're sitting there, and we started kissing. And it was a good kiss. And then she pinched the hell out of me. I mean, this girl pinched me so hard. I was like, ow! And just as the pain from the pinch started to, what's the word, wane off or wane off or whatever that word is, she grabbed me in for another kiss. And somehow, hey, Dr. Simone, what's up, baby? I'm talking about the thin line between pain and pleasure. This is a good one. She pinched me on my thigh. She pinched me on my thigh. What? Okay. I didn't know that about you, Dr. Simone. The details, huh? You know, look. if you want, we can arrange that. We can arrange that. Okay. You know, Dr. Simone is a lot more interesting than me. I'm just going to tell y'all right now. She was Mistress India. So, yeah. So, she's a lot more interesting than me. So, anyway, this young lady, Glenda, she pinched the shit out of me on my thigh. And I was like, hey, what the fuck? You know, I was kind of rough and ready. I know, right? Oh, what? Oh, man. Focus. Who was saying that? Who was on the show? She was like, focus. Okay, anyway. Yeah, that sounds fun. That sounds fun, Dr. Simone. So, yeah. So, anyway, when she pinched me and the pain was going down, she grabbed me and started kissing me. There was a whole different level of excitement and stimulation. It was crazy. And once the pain was gone, and I settled into that kiss, and I was like, into that kiss, she pinched me again. I was like, what the, you know, like, what the, and then she grabbed me again and kissed me again. And I started some kind of way in my brain associating the pain with the pleasure, I guess. And that is basically my story. I was completely turned on. And it just reminds me of that. And Misty J, sounds like you have a story to tell as well. Ms. T, I get it. Wow. You know what? I want to hear your story. I don't think Therese is going to let us do it. We're going to have to do it on a Tuesday or a Thursday night, okay? But, you know, we could talk about it. We need to have a night for the mistresses so y'all could tell your story. Sissy slut training. Wow, that is interesting. What? Okay, so I'm saying a lot of what and where, and I need to be reading these comments because there are podcast listeners who need to hear. So I'm all entranced, right? But let me just cast listeners up on some of this. So Miss DJ and Dr. Simone have both explained that they had worked as mistresses. Is that the correct term? If not, please correct me. Misty says that's exactly how she got her name, Misty, Ms. T. Dr. Simone says, yes, Misty. And LaVon goes on to say, nice. And Dr. Simone says, thank you. There's a lot of love in the room right now. And Misty said, LaVon says, Misty, I definitely want to hear about that. And so the hell do I, okay? And Dr. Simone chimed in and said, yeah, we want to hear Misty's story. And she's like, I worked with men, SST, sissy slut training, which sounds very interesting. Simone said she was in with men, women, and a transsexual. Was that transsexual male to female or female to male, or what was that deal? How will she know? Well, if they don't come, I would like for them to come on the screen and talk about it. I know that Misty J is in a situation right now. She's working. She can't really, I doubt that she can, you know, get on and tell us. But I don't know if Dr. Simone is able to, you know, come on and you know, tell us a little bit more, you know? Dr. Simone says, yes, SST, you get paid for that. And she said, I'd do that again. Situation. What is that? What does that mean, LaVon? Do tell. Lituation. So Missy J says, you get to dress them as women and use them like whores. Dominatrix is the appropriate word. Thank you very much. I like that. I like that word, actually. Yeah. So we won't tell Rez if you don't, Javon, just saying. Yeah, well, Dr. Simone says she was a mistress, but you can also be called a goddess. Well, what do you prefer? Goddess? One better, personally, but, you know. Male to female was a transsexual. You know the situation for tonight. Oh, lituation is situation. Okay. You learn something new every day. You can be called empress or queen, too.
it's whatever you want to be called, I'm assuming. Is this correct? Yes. Okay, I feel you. A lit situation. Okay, and so we're going to have a night. We got to have a night where it's just us and we talk about this. And y'all have to come on. I don't want to just read your comments about it. I want y'all to, you know, I want to see y'all. I mean, I want to see y'all talk about it. Wait a minute. Cousin, you are so adorably vanilla. What does that mean? I'm vanilla. Ain't milk vanilla? Okay, inside story. Just a little background info. Dr. Simone calls me milk. She's the only one that calls me that. And actually, she calls me chocolate milk. Well, she had initially said I was chocolate milk. Maybe tonight I'm vanilla milk. I don't know. Either way, I'm milk nonetheless. Yes, Dr. Simone S. Brown, mistress, goddess, sire, or master. I love her. I love being submissive too, but I can get off on being dominant. Really? Oh, gee. So, yeah.
You could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind. Took me to her castle and I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many vices and best thing that money to buy. She said, sign your name on the dotted line. The lights went out and Nikki started to grind. Brain. I can't tell you what you did to me, but my body will never be the same. Oh, I'm will you kick your behind? Oh, just show you no mercy, but just shout up. Wasn't there. I looked all over. All I found was a phone number on the stairs. It says, thank you for a funky time. Call me up whenever you want to ride. Thank you.
Yes, he was. Absolutely, he was. Hello, caller. Somebody called in, and they are too shy to speak. All right, all right. We'll let you listen then. That's what's up. That's cool. If you want to speak, press 1 on your telephone dial. Meanwhile, Kimberly says, does Kimberly said, oh, Kimberly said, I'm not gay, but I'm not mad either. We ain't mad at you, Kimberly. Hey. And then Misty J says, you don't have to be gay. She says she's here for the music appreciation and the interesting conversation. Well, I hope the conversation is interesting for you, because it's damn sure interesting for me. I hope you're having a good time, Kimberly. With a woman, I think I'd be sub, but with men, I switch. Uh-huh. That's interesting. Why is that, Dr. Simone? Why be submissive to a woman and a dom to a man? That's interesting. I mean, even if, clearly you're very feminine, if... I'll dig up a picture of Dr. Simone so y'all could, if you, do you mind that, Dr. Simone? You don't mind if I dig up a picture, throw your pretty little face up there, and people will see that you are clearly very feminine. So I'm wondering why. LaVon says, I'm a switch. I find excitement in both roles. All right, I feel you. And Dr. Simone agrees and says she does too. And did you see the video where the woman takes her man and lifts him on the counter and he got mad? No, I did not see that. I did see a video where a man was telling his woman that he was happy he got the promotion or whatever, and she picked him up and swung him around, and he was like, yo, why you do that? You know, it was like, she took something from him by doing that. I don't know. So, yeah. I'm having a ball. I'm all settled in with a glass of red wine. All right, then. All right, now. That's what I'm talking about. So, Dr. Simone says, it's damn sexy for a woman to dominate me. But with a man, I need him to shut the fuck up and let me lead. they don't always know what's needed, and I like to control them. Okay, okay, okay. I didn't see that coming. But okay, okay, all right, okay. Okay, okay, all right. Yeah, yeah. If you show a picture, let it be cute. Dr. Simone, what kind of picture have you ever taken that is not cute? Look, they all cute to me. Now, you know, whatever, man. Y'all putting it in my hands, okay? I'm just saying. So I'll pick a picture, and I will also pick music. How about that? If you're watching on Facebook, please, please, please go to WJBR Internet Radio on YouTube, because they are going to shut this down eventually on Facebook. Please go to YouTube.
Thank you. Come on.
When they say it in the car, they gon' drop, they pop like me. That's hot.
For those people who were viewing on Facebook, Facebook has officially kicked us off. And that's what they do. That's what they do. Milk, do you do a quiet storm like Adult Set? You know, that's a good question. I have not. I can. I mean, you know, if you want me to, you know, I could do that. I could definitely do that. Yeah. Let's see. I'll play whatever the people want.
My heart is falling. Girl, please stop sorry.
Whatever you need.
Give me the answer to the question I ask of you. Please tell me one thing. I need to know one thing. Can you be true to my love, girl, like mine is true for you? Cause everybody is on the somebody, baby. And I think I'm the one that makes my heart go crazy. But if it ain't true, tell me what you're gonna do. Cause I need to know right now. If it ain't love, then tell me what it is. Cause girl, I need to know before I just let go and give all my love to you. If your love is true,
if your love is true,
I'll give it to you.
tell me what you know.
Listening to WJBR Internet Radio in the basement with Javon and Therese.
You got me riled up. I'm ready to go. Coming here looking like Halle Berry or Miss Marilyn Monroe. On the bed, on the couch, on the table, on the floor, get on your mug, get ready, get set, let's go,
let's
go,
do it all night. In the dark, or do you want light?
I don't want it.
There's nothing off limits for me.
Feel your face.
Do you have any power?
victory.
I ain't got none
tonight.
Let's do it all night.
Tonight.
Lay back, I'll make it all right.
Make me feel good.
My mission to delight your fantasy.
Hey, let me put my face between your knees. I like the way that you wiggle. I like the way that you grind. On the top, on the bottom. Face to face from behind. Oh, somebody really wanna make love to you, baby. And girl, you know who. Let's get this party started right now. It's a party. It's a party for two. You and me, baby.
In the dark, or do you want light?
Just the two of us.
There's nothing off limit for me.
Ain't no limits, girl.
Do you have any boundaries?
No, I ain't got none, baby.
Tonight,
do what you wanna do.
Do it all night.
Do what you wanna do.
Lay back, I'll make it all
I'll
right.
Lay back, baby.
My
baby,
you're fantasy.
Can I put my head between your knees?
Let's do it all night.
All night.
In the dark, or do you want light?
Turn them off, baby. Turn them lights off, baby. Girl, it's time for us to make love.
Let's do it all night.
All night.
Lay back. I'll make it all right.
All night, baby. Hey, from the bed, let's go to the couch. Let's do it till 6 in the morning. Oh, oh,
let's
oh,
do
oh,
it all night.
Night. All night.
In the dark, or do you want light?
Don't need no light, baby.
There's nothing off limit for me.
Come on.
Do you have any boundaries?
Just give it to me any way you want to,
let's
baby.
Do it all night.
Tonight, tonight, tonight.
Lay back, I'll make it all right.
What you gonna do to me,
my
baby?
My aim is to delight
give it
your
to
fantasy.
Give it to me, baby. Yeah.
Let's do it all night.
Let's do it, girl.
In the dark, or do you want light?
Come on with it, baby.
Nothing off limits
yeah.
For me. Do
I
you have
it.
Any boundaries?
Girl, no boundaries, baby.
Tonight,
ain't
let's
no.
Do it all night.
What you want to do?
Lay back,
what
I'll
you
make
do.
It all right.
All up to you, baby.
The mood is set. You already know what's next. TV on blast. Turn it down, turn it down. Don't want it to clash with my body screaming out now. I know you hearing it. You got me moaning now. I got a secret that I wanna show you. Oh, I got a secret, I'ma drop them to the floor. I know teasing you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you, can't catch it. Don't hold back, you know I like it rough. Oh, I'm feeling you, huh? Know you're liking it, huh? Why you standing over there with your clothes on? Baby, strip down for me, gon' take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. Almost there. So baby, don't stop what you're doing, Softer than the mother, boy, I know you wanna touch. Breathing down my neck, I could tell you wanna. And now you want it like one should have feeling now. I got a secret that I wanna show you. Ooh. I got a secret, I'ma drop them to the floor. No teasing, you waited long enough. Go deep, I'ma throw it at you, can't catch it. Don't hold back, you know I like you rough. Oh, I'm feeling you, huh? Oh, you're liking it, huh? Why you standing over there with your clothes on? Baby, strip down for me, go and take them off. Don't worry, baby, I'ma meet you halfway, cause I know you wanna see me. No heels, no shirt, no skirt, all I'm in is just you. No jeans, take them off on the fifth, yo. You a beast, oh, you know that I like that. Come here, baby, all I wanna see you in is just you. Oh, oh, we all see you. Oh, oh. Just me, oh, oh, I'm loving your feelings, oh, oh. All in, baby, don't hold nothing back. Wanna take control, do nothing wrong with that. Say you liking how I feel and get me back. Just put your skin, baby, on my skin. All I'm in is just no jeans, take them off, wanna feel ya. You a beast, oh, you know that I like it, baby. I'm the baby, all I wanna see when it's your skin. Oh, oh, your skin. Oh, oh, just skin. Oh, oh, I'm loving your skin. Oh, all I wanna see when it's your skin. All I'm in is just no jeans, take them off on the fifth, yo. You will be, you know that I like that. I'm a baby, all I wanna see you in a dress. 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 All I wanna see you in your skin. Ooh.
You're listening to WJBR Internet Radio. For those of you who are listening on the podcast, and for those of you who called in, because there's a few people on the line, if you hit one on your phone, then I will know to bring you on. Otherwise, you know, you can just chill and continue to listen. I'm just saying I would suggest everybody log on to YouTube, WJBR Internet Radio, because the chat is bananas. That's all I got to say about that. I love each and every one of y'all. You're listening to WJBR Internet Radio in the basement with Javon and Therese. Therese has the night off. And I just want to thank everybody for keeping me company. You know what I'm saying? And it has been a blast. I'm just saying, a blast. Y'all are fun. Here's my girl Gloria Ryan with Inside My Love.
We should be
I got this technique that keeps you coming back to back. And I know you feel it all in your stomach whenever you arch your back. I'ma pull your head, I know you love that. When I maneuver this tongue, your eyes roll back. I work inside angles, I'ma call my super pro. Keep some tape down for the flow. Ass in the air while you bite that pillow. Girl, you know how I top and shoot. That's what Dom Chip do. That's what Dom Chip do.
All my mind set and my body.
What does my body do? What's my mindset? I try to keep it intact, but I'm hearing the bed.
He got that sickness
again.
Gotta make it get a point and get to breakfast.
What does my body do? What's my mindset? I try to keep it intact, but I'm hearing the bed.
He got that thickness, kind of make it get up making biscuits with breakfast so gone. And I ain't even think about the next chick that he messed with, so reckless, so hard.
Hey, Misty J, you're right. This is a nice way to end Scorpio season. LaVon, if you have that poem and if you're willing to read it to us on the air, you can call right now and read it for everybody if you're willing to share it. You know the number, 347-996-5394. And that may or may not be the poem that you want to recite on Saturday. Maybe you want to send us off with a little something, a little something, something. Would you care to call in, dial in, and share it with us? That'd be so cool, you know. Let's do it.
So, what do you want to do?
What you want to do?
I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting on you. Yeah, there's something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you,
I just can't believe you're scared.
And me. Baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good. And if you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would, 'cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Well, here I am, baby, practice what you preach.
One thing ain't got nothing to do with the other.
Here I am, baby. Practice what you preach. Yeah. It's just you and me. So many things I can do to you. And so many ways I can please. Hey, hey, hey. It's your move. Why don't you start turning down the light and show me just what you can do? Hey, baby, I've had my share of lovers. Some of them were damn good. But if you think you can 'cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. I know there's a lesson you wanna teach. Here I am, baby, practice what you preach. Is it really? Well, here I am, baby, practice what you preach. Lady. Baby, baby, baby. We're wasting time. Precious time. All this talk about what you want to do and how you're going to do it to me. Come on. Practice.
Come on.
What you preach. Now I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good. But if you think you can turn me out, girl, I just wish that you would cause you keep. Oh, you just keep, no, you just keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. Say there's a lesson you wanna teach. Here I am, baby, practice what you preach. Is it really? Well, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach. Show me. Here I am. Practice on me. Is it? I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach. Here I am, girl. Practice on me. I'm here, baby. Practice what you preach. Girl, I'm still waiting. Practice what you preach.
Good night, y'all. Thank you so much for a great show. See y'all on Saturday.
What's up, y'all? This is Dawn Robinson, formerly of In Vogue and Lucy Pearl, and you're in the basement with Javon and Therese. My girls! I love y'all.
Hi, this is Mason. You're in the basement with Javon and Therese.
Perfect.
Hey, this is Leon. That's right, Leon, for some of your favorite movies. And I'm at brunch in the basement with Therese and Javon. Stay here with me.
Still in the basement, no longer alone, with my homegirl Therese on the microphone. Music, politics, or just chatting it up. Brunch in the basement, see that's what's up. You never know who might run through. Legendary artists or someone brand new. You miss a lot when you miss one day. At least that's what I heard somebody say. But it doesn't really matter what whoever says. It's always a good show with your bonnet to rest. Yeah. Brunch in the basement with your bonnet to rest. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, everybody's a friend in my head. I already know everybody. Awesome. One day I'll tell you about me and Shaka Khan, but, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. But she doesn't know anything about it. But anyway. No, she doesn't. She just, she wasn't even there, actually. But anyway.
All I want is, though, Jay.
I wanted to smell really, you know, nice.
Oh, God.
Okie dokie, babe, whatever you say.
With time, so
and we thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. This part, that little piece, I'm just gonna keep and play it all the time for myself. But no, I'm just teasing.
Thank you.